In the WRHI News Center, I'm Teller Cupp.
This book is for the age of 5 and up. On here is a naked picture drawing of a naked man fully exposed, a naked woman fully exposed.
That's York County Councilman Tom Aldett showing examples of what he and many think are inappropriate books seen in the children's section of local county libraries. Last month, he claimed a number of residents are concerned about these libraries having certain books with content regarding sexuality or gender identity in the children's section. However, the public comment session of council showed that some residents think that the book should stay and not be moved to another section.
Segregating books about gender identity will create an unnecessary and inequitable barrier to access for citizens in this county. Current objections to inclusive books have failed to provide any evidence that these books on gender identity are explicit or harmful to anyone, and therefore requests to segregate them should be recognized merely as an attempt to divide instead of unite.
While it was about 50-50 with support and against the books amongst the residents that spoke, Council Chair Christy Cox reminded the public that they need to voice these concerns to the library itself.
It's important to me that your comments make it to the right body that makes decisions on this, and that's not the council. So the Board of Trustees and the Director of the Library are the ones who decide where books are located in the library. There's no motion, resolution, or other action pending before council to defund the library. I want to make sure that was clear as well.
Lastly, there was a representative from the American Civil Liberties Union there reminding them of the legalities of banning the books. However, the discussion was never about that, but rather putting the books in the adult section of the library, allowing for choice.